I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The cholera epidemic in Zimbabwe is claiming more victims. The disease has now claimed the lives of almost 600 people, with thousands more infected. The cholera outbreak comes as Zimbabwe's economic and political meltdown continues. The country's economy is in ruins, and power-sharing negotiations between President Robert Mugabe and the opposition are stalled. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice today said Zimbabwe's troubles are an indication that Mugabe should leave office.
It's well past time for Robert Mugabe to leave. I think that's now obvious. The fact is that there was a sham election. There then has been a sham process of power sharing talks. And now we are seeing not only the political and economic toll that is being taken on the people of Zimbabwe, but the toll in humanitarian dimension.
Secretary Rice's call was echoed by similar calls today from Britain's top diplomat and from South Africa's Archbishop Desmond Tutu. The cholera epidemic, meanwhile, has started to spread from Zimbabwe to its neighbors, including South Africa. Jeff Barbie is a journalist with Global Post in Johannesburg. Jeff, you just got back from a trip to Zimbabwe today. What is the situation like for those inside the country? How widespread is this health crisis?
It's very difficult to get a handle on it. You know, I've been going through reports by MSF, the Doctors Without Borders, and they put the number at about 3,000 to 10,000 possible infections in the country. Now, that's a very wide-ranging number.
If you are Zimbabwean and you are seriously ill with cholera or any other disease, what are your options at this point? Are there hospitals or clinics that are functional?
There's one emergency clinic in Harare that is dealing with most of the cases of cholera in the town.
One clinic for the entire city?
Yes, one clinic that's dealing with cholera. There is another smaller clinic in an outlying area called Buririra, and the clinic in Buririra is also treating cholera patients. We saw, myself and a colleague, when we went and visited some of the households in Buririra, you know, one of the guys showed us his bathtub. He'd been running the tub all day. And there was a good half centimeter of what looked like brown residue on the bottom of the bathtub. And that was coming out of the tap. And these people, for the last 2 weeks, have been taking their water from dirty wells out behind their house. And when I say dirty, we're talking brown, filthy water.
So as you spoke with Zimbabweans, what are they expressing in terms of what they want? What do Zimbabweans want from the outside world aside from, you know, immediate help for clean drinking water and water to bathe with and good medical care?
Well, this week we've seen, this is the big news of the week, that we have seen the military come out in support of the people. I have seen groups of soldiers leading protest riots within the center of Harare in the last 3 days. This is totally different than anything that's happened before. To actually see one of the arms of the government rise up and join the people in these protests. Now, the people themselves want Robert Mugabe to go. I haven't spoken to virtually anyone on the ground that doesn't feel this way.
What do those soldiers who took to the streets want? Do they want...
Well, I sat down with three soldiers 2 days ago. And I discussed this with them on camera. You know, we basically heard, myself and my colleague, we heard from these guys that, you know, if Robert Mugabe is not removed by force by somebody, they will do it themselves. And that's pretty tough talk to come from a group of soldiers in Zimbabwe who have always kowtowed to authority.
It is extraordinary in Zimbabwe, a situation that a lot of people there said couldn't get any worse, actually seems to have gotten worse.
Yeah, it's true. In Zimbabwe, in the past, people have said things can't get worse. But they do get worse every day, and people have stopped saying that.
Jeff Barbie is a journalist with Global Post in Johannesburg, South Africa. He just returned from Zimbabwe. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Marco.